Controversial topic alert! All right. Hey, Dean, hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym membership site, and jessewallacher.com, where everything's housed. So, welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast that you were here. I'm so glad you made it here. This is the podcast where I talk about all the things that we think deep down inside about, but you're afraid to verbalize because it might show that you are unmotivated, that you really aren't meant for this healthy life and all these dreams and goals that you have. But really, we're all thinking the exact same thing. We just don't want to say it out loud, which is what I'm going to talk about today, because we have seen a lot of like back and forth with like being super body positive and how that can kind of be seen as just like fat acceptance, and being super like diet positive and like this is the best thing for your body and this is like the best thing for you. And I just want to bring a little perspective and a little like just a little scratch on your record, because I listen to so many records. But just to address the elephant in the room, yes, I am driving. I have one headphone in with a speaker. My phone is sitting down. My windshield wipers are on. My headlights are on. I have both hands on the wheel. Even though I like to drive just with one hand on the wheel, I am being safe. But this is just going to be like, this might just be what the Brain Dump Diaries podcast turns into, because I have the most inspiration when I'm walking, when I'm driving, or when I have just gotten done with a workout. So we are being safe. We are being responsible here. And if you want, and if you're in quarantine and you're just getting a little itch, pause this right now, go get in your car, and then we can just like drive and chit chat, and I can spew words into your brain ear holes. And this can like bring up some thoughts and individual thoughts for you, because I think too often we get brainwashed and just told what to think, and we don't actually like have our own thoughts to think and say. So this is what I want to bring up, because this is like my whole goal with all of this, is to just give you a different perspective, like make your mind actually think, make your soul actually speak to what it is that you want out of this life. Because it doesn't have to be all diets and workouts and strict schedules in order to have the ideal body, and it doesn't have to be the complete opposite in order to like have a quote unquote normal life, because that was something that I always thought. I thought it was one or the other. Or that I had to work to gain and earn the ideal body, the six pack, the big butt, the like super thin, like body type that is portrayed, especially in the fitness community, so much. Like it's just a copy and paste across the board. And then I could work on my health, and I could focus on healing my body, then I could focus on like changing the bad perspective and view that I had around food and fitness, and like actually have a normal life and actually have that luxury because I finally earned it. And then I would just like work through all the shit that I created in order to get to that ideal life. But if you're at this crossroad right now where you are just exhausted with what you're doing right now, with what it is that life has become for you, if it's like strict diet, scheduling out, lots of numbers for your physical body, for your food, for your progress, all of that stuff, if your life has been consumed and created worth by numbers, even though you're a physical human being and not a statistic, which I never wanted to be either. I never wanted to be a statistic, especially like going to college. So if you didn't know, like I went to college for a couple years and never graduated. I think I'm maybe a semester away from having like a build your own degree, basically, because I wanted to, like, I knew what I wanted to do, and I wanted to create my own thing based on personal experience and all the education and knowledge that I gained from seeking it out myself, because I don't learn the traditional way. When I was in college, I couldn't wait to be done and finally have that paper saying I did it in order to start learning. Wow, this is totally a brain dump. Wow, okay. But, like, there's no one way to do life, and there's no one way to approach how you view yourself or approach a kind of movement that you want to be a part of or a kind of way and perspective of life. Like, it's literally just creating your own. Like, and if you need to pinpoint what it is that I do, it's about getting rid of everyone else's rules, taking all the knowledge and information that you have, and making your own set of, like, if anything, guidelines to live by. And the guidelines aren't ride or die kind of things, aren't like, this is what I have to do. It's like, these guidelines are, this is what my body craves, this is how I feel good, this is like, it's chasing this feel good energy and vibe all the time, because you do. It's normal to feel good. It's normal to feel good about yourself, about your body, about who you are. It's not just meant for a 5-minute window on stage. It's not just meant for getting that grade. It's not meant for like getting asked out. It's not meant for somebody else giving you validation, for somebody else saying, yes, you're okay, for somebody else giving you a title in order for you to feel like the athlete that you are, in order for you to feel like the knowledgeable person that you are, in order for you to feel like the mother or the parent that you are, in order for you to feel like the 5-star athlete, for you to feel like the top-notch employee that you are. Like, you're a good person. You're a good person. You're a good person. You are a good person. You're a good person just because you're you. You don't need to earn it, and you don't need to change your body in order for you to be a good person. You don't have to wait until a certain point in time for you to have earned that title, for you to have earned something that was just given to you. The fact that you were born is a gift, and a gift in itself. Like, you were put on this earth for a reason. You were given life for a reason, and it's simply for being you. And there's nothing more that you need to do about it. You don't have to be a physical representation of something. You don't have to like portray or like live up to something. You just need to be you. And when you are you, that is when things change and things come easily and naturally. So, body positivity is an anti-weight loss. And don't be so body positive that you don't lose, that you like avoid losing weight. Because here's the thing, the vast majority of the population is overweight. This is just a fact. This is a fact. And so many people are pushing and making you feel bad and guilty and tearing other people down in order for you to like want to lose weight. And then it's the other way around, where people are being bad and nasty and like putting other people down for like pushing weight loss, for like encouraging it, for all of that stuff. So here's the deal. But being body positive is good. It's very, very good for you. But Danny was also talking about this. Oh, she's such a great person. Like, don't let that define you. Don't let your body define you. Don't let it. It is literally just the house of your soul. It's the house of your soul. So you get to decorate it. You get to take care of it in a way that you want to, in a way that reflects you. It reflects you, it is not you. So here's like a big majority of like body positive comes from, and it comes from like excessive weight. Because factually as well, like the media and entertainment does not promote overweight people, especially women, in like a good, positive, like normal light. Like how everyone else that is thin or like, and even thin, like is not a good portrayal either, because just because you're thin and you look healthy does not mean you're healthy, because a lot of people that are in shape and are looked up to as like these healthy gurus and stuff, like they're not healthy at all in their mind and in their like their existence. They're not healthy. You're just seeing a perfectly placed picture that probably has excess lighting and maybe some edit. A majority of people have editing as well, of like one point in time, maybe a line or two of words, or maybe a, like a story, but this is not defined them as like a healthy person. A large majority, like most of the population, is not healthy. And that does not mean they're overweight. It just means like fat or skinny, they're not healthy in their mindset. And this is the big thing, that it's not about the physical appearance. It starts within. So here are my like 2 steps, I guess, to body positivity and weight loss, or body positivity and weight gain. Oh, piggies are riding by. And then again, this is in a car. I don't have notes. I don't have a plan. I literally just had the text to myself. Don't let being body positive make you not lose weight, or whatever it is, whatever this title is. I know it's going to be a better title than I think of, but anyways. So the first step to body positivity is being body positive to yourself. It's not about anybody else. It's literally, it just starts with you. It starts with you, with the body that you have, with the being that you have, with everything that you are. And that includes all of the bumps and lumps and bruises and marks and stretches and scrapes and everything. Everything that comes with it. Like my weird forehead vein that looks like Jimmy Neutron, like thinking of a brain blast. Or the fact that I have like little spider, like I have at least one, maybe two spider veins on my legs. I'm 26. Spider veins were always something that were like an old person's thing or like older person thing. And I don't care. I think they're kind of cool. I've got so many bruises and like permanent scars from weightlifting. I have like weird squiggly vein on my hip. I've got a little bulge on my stomach. I've got love handles, but you know what? This is normal. So it starts with you. It starts with you looking at your body and everything that you would normally pick apart, like picking apart your face, your smile, your eyes, your hair, your chest, your clavicle bones if they are sticking out or not, your butt or your no butt or your excess butt, your thigh gap or your no thigh gap, your like square feet or your weird looking feet or whatever it is, starting to look at that stuff and like starting to love it instead. Instead of picking it apart, you're learning to love it. You're learning to appreciate it because it's you. This is the only body you're ever going to have. This is what was gifted to you when you were born. This is the image that God had for you. This is the body God had for you, okay? And all of its excess or lack, this was given to you. And it's tearing God apart. It's tearing your higher power, whatever that is, apart. That you don't appreciate and you don't love the gift that was given to you. Like, have you ever given a gift and somebody like absolutely hated it and was tearing it apart to your face? No? How would that make you feel? It's something that you put a lot of thought and energy and love into. Somebody just hated the crap out of it. That's what you're doing with your body. Your body is a gift to house your soul. It is just the housing of your soul. And if you're tearing it apart, your soul is not good. It's not going to get any better. And no matter like what you do to it, yes, there is plastic surgery. Yes, there is weight loss. Yes, there is weight gain. Yes, there is clothing that can form you and accentuate and make you look better in different ways. But if you don't actually love it in its whole just water sack as it is when you're showering, how on earth are you going to have a good life? How on earth are you going to like bring other love and other people into your life? If you don't love yourself, you can't give more to others. It has to start with you. It has to start with you. It starts with you. You got to be selfish. You got to get rid of like this selfish and like this, I love myself. Like I look really good. Like how awkward and bad that is. Like, no, that's so good. I love it when people like brag on themselves. Like, yes, you go. You are good. Yes, of course, there's like excess and whatever, but like the vast majority of people don't like themselves. They don't like how they look. And it starts with you. It starts with loving how you look. So that's step one to body positivity. Step two is getting real with yourself. What do you want out of life? Honestly, what do you want out of life? Putting all of the ads, all of the videos, listen to that. My car just is ridiculous. We're fine. If you heard that little beep, like get rid of all that excess stuff, like get rid of what that trainer said, get rid of your past life, get rid of those like high school jeans, get rid of everything that you watch and you listen to and you idolize, get rid of all of that stuff and just like get to yourself. And my favorite thing to ask people is, what would you like to do in life? If like money wasn't a problem, because that's always a big thing. If money wasn't a priority, like you didn't have to worry about that, like what do you want to do in life? What do you want in life? Because like nobody, like very few people actually like think about this, and it just boggles my mind, because like this is what my whole life has been based on. Like, what do I want to do in this life? How do I go about doing it? And I'm constantly chasing that. Yes, I got distracted, and yes, like that's what I help people figure out now, and it is a lot. Like the the stuff that I do, health is so much more mental than it is physical. So much more. And so much more so for the people that I work with that have lived and breathed and existed diets and weight loss and fitness and exercise and health. Like, it's to the extreme where they don't even know who they are anymore. They're just constantly chasing that because at some point, somehow, somewhere, they don't even know anymore. Maybe it is just one major thing. They were told or they realized that they weren't enough until they had a thin body, that they had the perfect body, that life would just be so much better and so much easier once they had that. And that's what they chased, and that's what they mindlessly started going into, and they forgot about all the things that they actually want to do in life. And a lot of the things that you want to do, like you actually want to do, that aren't for vanity, that aren't for validation, that aren't for somebody else loving you, to have a partner or whatever, so that's a big thing. It is, and you don't want to admit it, but it is. Once you get rid of all of that stuff, like, you're just left with you. Once you stop looking for, like, validation from outside of you and acceptance from outside of you, and you're just left with you, well, shit, now what? All of that stuff doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if you don't have anyone to share it with. It doesn't matter if you don't actually appreciate it. Once you're left alone by yourself, and nobody likes to be alone. I like to be alone, and I think it's super healthy for you to be alone because you're actually with yourself. The one human being, the one thing that you're going to be with yourself longer than anyone else is yourself. So I think it's good to have a pretty good relationship with that person. What does that person want to do? What does that person want to do in this life? How do they want to feel? Putting a job aside, because you can make and create and do something out of any, like, you can create any kind of job, any kind of financial income that you want. And if you're able to do it out of something that you're actually passionate about and you actually care about, it's going to make everything so much easier. It's going to make the work week go by faster. It's going to make your personal time feel longer. You're going to actually enjoy your life, which is something that you should do. You should enjoy your life because this is the one life you get. If you're just here to work and die and pay taxes, well, really? Not even to, like, make your mark on the world, but just, like, living it for you. So the second part in all of this is finding out what is it that you actually want to do in this life? What do you actually like? What do you want to do? What do you want to do in this life? Because from that standpoint, having a healthy body, having a healthy weight, whether that's more or less than what you have now, is only going to, like, accentuate that. Is only going to make it more. And here's what I mean by that. So your body is your house for your soul, yes? We've established that, and I've yelled at you enough for that. Oh, have I mentioned that I'm super happy and energized? Oh, yeah, I did. Anyways, cloudy days. Yay! So, your body is your house for your soul. And you want to take care of your house. You want to take care of it so that it, not that it has, like, a good resale value or anything like that, but you want to take care of it so it lasts. So you don't need to keep getting repairs. So you don't need to keep having the contractor come in or have people, like, fixing it or editing it or taking care of it or adding more to it because it's falling apart. Like, you actually want to take care of it so it's able to do more. So you're able to, like, build off of it and decorate it more and create more space and, like, feel safe and comfortable in it, right? But if it's constantly being torn down and beaten up and broken down, like, you're not going to feel safe living there. You're not going to feel comfortable living there and, like, wanting to do things. Like, you want to have people over. You want to, like, do more in life. You want to, like, have parties and go exploring and, like, have this be a safe place to do that, right? So if you feel good and are taking care of yourself, if you're fueling it right, if you are moving it correctly, and this is just proper care. Yes, we're talking about, like, a physical house in a sense in comparison to your body, but it's also very good too, because, like, if you're taking care of your house, you're fueling it well, you're replacing things that need to get replaced, you're, like, thinking big picture with your house and not just like, I want to throw a crash party and let people like bring baseball bats over, or like I'm having a mental breakdown and I'm just going to trash my house. No, like you're going to think a little bit bigger picture and not just now in the moment. You're actually going to want to do good with it. So when you want to do good with it, here's the thing. If anyone's ever not told you this, this is how your body is. Your body's main goal is to keep you alive. It wants to keep you alive and it wants to keep you safe. It's not trying to sabotage you. The more stress and pressure you put on yourself, the more your body is fighting that because it thinks it's fight or flight. It's trying to keep you alive. So it's not going to focus on losing weight. It's not going to focus on like being super healthy. It's going to just focus on keeping you alive. And it's going to tear itself apart in the process because the long-term effects aren't what it's looking at. It's looking at the short-term, I need to get out of here. I need to be safe. It's not looking at the long-term stuff. Because fight or flight was what saved us, is what got you here from your ancestors. Because of their fight or flight, they have survived and brought you into this world. So thank you, ancestors, but the body hasn't changed a whole awful lot. It is not a 21st century body. It's a medieval, like, Stone Age body that's still in survival, and that's not going to change. You need to change that mindset. And the mindset you need to change is the 21st century mindset. Because we have survived this long, and we've increased our age, or living abilities because of that. And yes, there are other things that go into it, but if you're taking care of yourself and you're reducing your stress, you're eating healthy, fueling it well, you're moving it well, because I think we all can agree, eating healthy and exercise is good for you. But if you put so much pressure on that, it's just like repairing a broken window that you keep smashing every time. Every time. So, if you look at the big picture as your big why, caps lock WHY, you're living life and you're doing life, you're naturally going to choose healthy options. You're naturally going to want to eat healthy. And this is how I have helped people. This is how what I do with my clients. This is what I'm doing with my beginning program coming soon. This is what I teach in my Rock Solid Gym membership site. Because this needs to be said over and 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 over again until it's all that you think and all of that extra stuff is just pushed out. And this is not in a cultish way. This is just changing the cultish view. Okay, this is changing your cultish view that if you look at a donut, you're going to gain 5 pounds. If you miss a day at the gym, your muscles are going to wither away. This isn't possible, okay? It's not possible, but if you believe it and think it enough, your body is going to do it, okay? Here's all you have to do. With experimenting, because with an experiment, there is no success or failure, so it gets rid of the all or nothing mentality of the diet and of the workout routine as well. With an experiment, there is no success or failure. There is just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. So it puts you back in control of your life. So we start with the experiment. With the experiment, we find your base foods of these are good go-tos. These are good fallbacks when life is rough. Like, this is what makes me feel good. This is what makes me feel bad. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel bad. It is not good or bad. Okay? You can decide. I know that cream-filled donuts don't make me feel good, but you know what? I like them, but because they don't make me feel good and I care about how I feel, I'm not going to have them every single day. I'm going to have them when I have a hankering for them once a year, if that. Just because I can. And when you take things that away that like it's you can or can't, when you take that mentality away as well, and it's all just available, and it's not just, I only get this during my cheat meal, I only get this like once a year, I only get this fill in the blank. Once that goes away and it's just available, then it's no longer like, I need to get it in now because I'm never going to get it again. It gets rid of that mentality again. It's all mental. It's all mental, okay? It's all mental. Once you get rid of that, everything is available. You're not going to go crazy. This again is another mindset that you need to, that we work through, that you have no control. You do have control. It's just you put so many limitations and restrictions on yourself that your body's natural instinct is to survive. The more stress you put on it, and the less you're actually filling it in the way that it wants to be filled and giving it attention the way it wants attention and taking care of it the way it wants to take care of, it's still crying out for help. And the only thing that you listen to is food because it's the number one thing that's on your mind 24/7. So of course it's gonna crave things because it's looking for some kind of fuel. It's looking for some kind of help. It's looking for some kind of support. It's lacking and it's trying to fill that lack. And the only thing that it knows that you think about 24/7 is food. And again, going back to ancestral stuff and just basic biology, sugary and fatty things is something the body craves because it can store up fat. It's easily converted to fat. Okay? This is just a fact. It's a fact. Congratulations, it's your fact for the day. So, if we are in this starvation, this feast and famine, this like, oh no, something's happening kind of thing, of course you're gonna crave those things because then it's your body's way of, okay, we're gonna be safe, we're gonna fuel it up and we're gonna be able to survive because survival is the number one thing. So that's why you're having those cravings. But if you get to a state, if you're able to create something where you aren't stressed out, anything that happens like is doable. It's not the end of the world. You actually like who you are and how you look. Your body's gonna get rid of that stuff. And this is coming from somebody who like felt she had no control over food. Like no control. That's why I tracked and measured and weighed every little thing out, and I wouldn't buy certain things because I couldn't control myself and I couldn't take care of myself. And of course, yes, there are gonna still be foods that just like make you go haywire, but instead of like feeling out of control of them, you put yourself in control. Instead of buying the family size pack of potato chips, you're gonna spend like the same amount of money on a single serving pack of chips and eat all of that and feel so much better because you are in control. You are in control. You have a say in your life. Everything is fine. And this is how weight loss or weight gain can happen. Because when you're solely focused on how you feel and taking care of yourself in a good way, taking care of your body, taking care of the house of your soul, your body is naturally going to feel safe to lose the extra weight, to gain some that it's been craving for so long, and to finally feel safe. It's gonna finally feel safe to be exactly what it's meant to be, its natural state, a representation of your soul, is gonna decorate its house, is your body. This is how body positivity works. You start loving on your physical body, and then your body is naturally able to get to its comfortable state. It's not anti-weight loss. It's not anti-the hate yourself. It's just naturally starting to like who you are as a soul being and what body you've been given for this lifetime. Taking care of it as such to make yourself feel good so you can also help others feel good and also be a light in their life because you're taking care of yourself and you're able to give more because you're constantly fueling yourself. And because of that, you're going to hold a higher standard for how your body feels and how it's run. And it does not come with more numbers, with more restrictions, with more calculations and weighing. It just comes with ease. It just comes easy. You're listening to your body. And yes, you can listen to your body and not gain weight. You can listen to your body and not go crazy. All that stuff is just coming from past experiences and like from other people that haven't healed this part of themselves. So it's like hurting and broken people helping more hurting and broken people and just constantly creating the cycle. You're starting to see more and more people, which is so encouraging, that have a platform, that are in the fitness industry, like, actually take the years, the months it is needed in order to heal this stuff, because they're starting to get those physical hurts. They're starting to notice it more. Like, their doctors are saying, like, you're not healthy. You look like you are, but you're really not. Physically, for sure now, but mentally, of course. So don't be so body positive that you don't want to lose weight. That doesn't make you any less body positive. That doesn't make you any less pro-human. That doesn't make you any less normalizing normal bodies. This is just allowing yourself to be the person physically that your body wants to be. It's holding on to that weight because it's feeling safe, because it's feeling like it needs to. It's holding off of that weight because it doesn't feel safe to take on more. And the same with weight gain. It doesn't feel safe to lose more. Just because you came from a bad place when you were overweight or when you were skinny doesn't mean getting back to that, quote unquote, or something close to that means everything is going to come back. Because it's not, because you're in a better place mentally, that it's not going to happen that way. Body positivity isn't anti-weight loss. Body positivity is pro-human soul. So now all that's left is loving on that house of a soul that you've been given, taking care of it in the way that it wants to be taken care of, and not worrying about what everyone else is saying is the right way to do it, okay? I'm saying this is the right way to do it, but I'm not giving you the step-by-step, this is exactly how you go about doing it. I'm telling you how to do it, but leaving it up to you. I'm not telling you what foods to eat. I'm not telling you what workouts to do. I'm not telling you the supplements you need to take, the workout clothes you need to buy, the schedule you need to have, the timing, anything like that. No, I'm just telling you the basic format of how to heal this stuff, how to love yourself more, take care of yourself, and find your way. Your way. Because when it's your way, it's unshakable, and it's just a go-to, and it's just your standard. So when life and shit hits the fan, you're solid. You're okay, no matter what comes your way. You're flexible enough to take it on. You're flexible enough to take care of it and know that your body isn't going to go into starvation and fear mode. It's just easy and natural. So yes, body positivity is an anti-weight loss, and don't get so body positive that you don't want to lose weight. We all can. I can. I know I can still do it. But I have such a solid base right now that even though I am in like a stressful spot or a not ideal spot, I'm still good. I still can feel good. I still can like be my best self and not feel any less than because of like the bad situation or the unideal thing or whatever. Like, it's all possible. It's all just you. And you decide. You get to make your own rules. You get to make your own standards. You get to make your own baseline for how you want life to be and go from there. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. You need to break up what it is that you're believing and thinking is the only way to do it, because then that's the only way and there's nothing else that's going to work. And if something happens and you're not able to do it exactly like that, then it's just going to be falling apart, and then it's going to be failure, and then it's just going to be a cycle over and over and over again that you don't want. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not a do this to get that. It is just what you want and how do you want to feel. So please, please, please just sit on that, think it over, figure it out what it is that could look like for you, and like, try it out. Again, try experimenting, try just looking at yourself and working on loving yourself. It's not going to be easy. It's not easy when you start. No, oh, of course not. You've been beating yourself down for years. It's not going to happen right away. But practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Perfect practice is choosing to love yourself even when you're feeling fat. Is choosing to take care of yourself even when things don't feel like you deserve them. You deserve the good. You do deserve the good. It is fine. Everything is okay. So keep at it. This is life-changing and it is worth it in the long run. But a lot of damage has been done and it'll take time to undo it. So don't rush it and don't get scared and don't pressure yourself into I'm not doing it right or I'm not doing it fast enough. You are. You're doing so good simply by wanting to do it better, simply by choosing it. So thank you so much for driving along with me, for sitting with me and listening to this, but you are so much more than your physical body. The body you have is just the house for your soul. And you can decorate it however you want it to be, but as long as you feel good in it, that is the main priority. Thank you for listening to me for half an hour, but that is it. As long as you feel good in your body, that's all that matters. Physically, mentally, emotionally. And when you do and you don't force this or that on it, it'll naturally just choose something else. You'll naturally want to feel good. You'll naturally want to eat healthier. You'll naturally want to move more or in ways that move more or less in some ways. But it's all going to be you and your choice. So before I keep babbling and just sitting in this parking lot when I should go inside and get some groceries, I'm going to leave you with that. I hope you have a fantastic day. If you want more support or help with this, feel free to reach out to me. We can chit chat. We can talk about options that I can help you, or just I would love to hear how you're taking on this stuff. So have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.